These are your latest Newcastle headlines, beginning with the news that Newcastle are hopeful of having defensive pair Chancel Mbemba and Stephen Taylor available for Sunday's Tyne Wear derby. Central defender Mbemba has been missing since February the 3rd with an ankle problem, but is back in training and his potential return would be a boost for new boss Rafael Benitez, especially with skipper Fabrizio Colaccini still struggling with a calf problem. Stephen Taylor sat out training on Friday due to a knock, but is expected to be past fit for Sunday's vital clash at St James's Park and could get the nod ahead of Jamal Lascelles. Benitez said in his press conference on Friday, "We have another training session to go, but Mbemba was training today, so that is good. Colaccini was not training, but we will have to wait until tomorrow to see how things are. I think that Stephen can be okay." Striker Papi Cisse is also training once again, but keeper Tim Krul and defenders Paul Dummett, Macedo Haidara and Kevin Mbabu are still out of the question. Meanwhile, ahead of the game on Sunday, and Rafa Benitez has shrugged off his previous feuds with Sam Allardyce ahead of their reunion at St James's Park. Newcastle's manager clashed with Allardyce earlier in his managerial career, and Allardyce, who's now Sunderland manager, hit out at him in his recent autobiography. But Benitez has brushed off their history ahead of the massive game at St James's Park. Asked about their relationship, he said, "I am a professional, he is a professional. The main thing is the players on the pitch. I was away 2.5 years at Real Madrid and Napoli, so I did not have the chance to meet him again. I am concentrating on our players." Finally today, Newcastle are said to be keeping a close eye on Michael Carrick's uncertain contract situation at Old Trafford. The 34-year-old is a free agent at the end of the campaign and is still waiting to hear if he will be offered a new 12-month extension by United. The Red Devils have assured the player that they have not yet made their minds up and are trying to be as upfront as possible. Carrick's camp has numerous notes of interest, believed to include 4 from the Premier League, who are all keen to take advantage of his vast experience and winning mentality. One of those is understood to be Carrick's hometown club, and despite their huge fight with relegation, the Magpies believe he can be tempted to lead a new beginning at St James's Park.